Reports reaching Radio Ghana say unidentified men this dawn sprayed the offices of the Electoral Commission in Bembela with human excreta with the inscription, Ejekum, all die, be die. A journalist, Mohammed Amin, who discloses to Radio Ghana, said he believes the perpetrators might be aggrieved applicants for polling assistance or registration officers whose names did not appear after a recruitment examination.
We woke up this morning to find out that the electoral officer's office and his residence has been discreted with human excreta.
Do you suspect anybody from any quarter?
No, please. What happened was that 2 days ago, the electoral officer posted some names for the upcoming registration exercise. That is the only thing that we can suspect, really, of course. Many people applied, and it appears that their names did not appear. Or maybe they agreed they might have done that.
I don't understand you if you say the electoral officer posted some names. Has he recruited the polling officers and those who are supposed to work with him or what?
Yes, people applied and last Saturday, they have written some exams to be shortlisted for the exercise. And by evening time, he posted names of those who qualified for him to recruit them as officers for the registration. And just this morning, we wake up to find out that the office has been discreted with a human excreta. And there's an inscription that Ejekum, your life is in danger, all die, be die.
Does that mean Mr. Ejekum is not aware or he's aware of this development?
Currently, he is not in town. But the secretary in the office, Mr. Amos, he is there.
Exactly. Which town is this thing happening?
Bembela town, Bembela, Nanumba North District.
And you are saying you do not suspect anybody from anywhere?
No. The police is yet to make a statement to the police to carry on their investigation.
A journalist, Mohammed Amin. The Upper West Regional Director of the EC, Yahya Mahama, says there has been a rush by prospective voters to register in the ongoing pilot biometric registration exercise in the region. Speaking to our regional correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab, Mr. Mahama said the exercise faced initial hitches such as freeze of the scanner and the inability of the machine to capture fingerprints of people who have wounds.
People appear to be rushing to acquire the ID card because it's a new program altogether. But what applicants are being told is that this exercise is a pilot one. It is not the real exercise. So any ID cards that are issued to them are not going to be used for voting in December this year. But then the real exercise will be done next month. So they should not mistake this pilot ID cards to mean the real one that they need to register to be able to take part in the exercise. After talking with the regional director of EC, I moved to the registration center to see things for myself, and I visited Kambale Mosque where the exercise is taking place. I met the municipal electoral officer, Mr. Ali Usman, and I also asked him whether he has encountered some challenges since the beginning of the exercise. And interestingly, he told me that the only problem they encountered on the first day was the freezing of the scanner, the machine that is used to take the photographs of the fingerprints. He told me that the machine was freezing, so it occurred to them that they should rather go and sit in the shade instead of sitting in an open space. They moved into a classroom nearby the center, and when they moved in, according to him, that problem has since stopped. Apart from that particular program, another problem encountered there is that he says there are situations where the scanner is not able to detect the fingerprints of some particular people because they have wounds or there are problems with their fingers. So scanner cannot take the information of their fingers at a go. They have to do it one after the other. They will put on one finger and then after that they put the other. And they have to do that for all the five.
Our regional correspondent, Swala Abdul Wahab. More than 500,000 people in the eastern region have so far taken part in the ongoing pilot biometric registration exercise being conducted by the Electoral Commission. The exercise is being carried out at the Jackson Park in Kofodria in the New Jabi municipality and Abinase Presby Primary School at Ofwasi in the Achimansa district. We have our eastern regional correspondent Kwame Onuma on the line. Welcome, Kwame Onuma.
Hello.
What have been the reactions of people in the region generally on the pilot registration exercise?
Well, I've not been able to go to Achamasa, but I had interaction with the district electoral officer on phone, and I got information from him that about 242 persons had gone there to patronize the ongoing biometric voters registration exercise. When I went to Kufuor Jackson Park to find out, initially the regional minister, Dr. Kwesi Achim Apiakubi, as well as the municipal chief executive, they even took the lead to count themselves amongst the eligible voters to undergo that process. So on the first day, they had about 121. The following day or so, it increased up to 278. And as at midday, when I went there, about 76 persons had gone there. Youth, aged, and those who've just attained the voting age, all of them were in a queue going there to try their hands to enable the electoral commission to know the challenges that will crop up and address them before the main one takes off in March.
Have the people reacted? Have they shown excitement? Do you see them really happy about what they're doing? Looking at the statistics of the area, can you say that the number so far is encouraging?
Yesterday, the number was more encouraging than what I saw today. But I don't know whether because of the commercial activities in the municipality today in Kofordia that is driving many people to their main business. Other than that, I could have said that it's ongoing. And as at midday, if we've been able to get about 76, the number is likely to increase by 100% before they close. And other people also that we saw were some of the party sympathizers who were there to witness what is going on, and others also wanted to take part so that they could give education to their colleagues. And I also, being a beginner practitioner, I went there and they gave me that opportunity to try my best. So I've gone there to register on that pilot basis.
Kwame, now, have you spoken to officials of the EC?
Yes, I did speak to the deputy regional director of the Electoral Commission as well as the municipal electoral officer, Lydia Ejiri, and the deputy regional service, Eric Mensabos. They said that everything is going on smoothly and they have all the necessary materials required for the exercise. And the center was supposed to be handled by only 6 persons, yet they've increased the number so that at least they can rotate to make sure that they render service to the public to enable them also come and then patronize.
Kwame, if you say everything is smooth, do you mean there have been no lapses such as delays and so on, and problems caused by machines?
No, there hasn't been any problem with the equipment they are using, neither the personnel. Everything is going on smoothly, and the people also, there hasn't been any heated argument between even the party sympathizers or all other people. They understand themselves, and then when it is one turn, he just goes there to make sure that he passes through the same process and then have himself or herself registered as expected by the Electoral Commission.
Okay, finally, any report of passing of people in the pilot areas for the registration?
Well, now I'm in a moving vehicle going to the office, but those that I interacted with, they said that everything is on course, so they expect a favorable return from them. When I got in touch with the municipal electoral officer, she was saying that, in fact, she cannot give any figure that this is the targeted number or that is the persons expected to be registered, because this is on pilot basis. So it could be more or less than anything. This is on trial basis.
Thank you very much, Kwame. That was our correspondent from the Eastern Region, Kwame Onuma, on the pilot registration exercise.